So we have to have a camera here to show both of these doors and of course both of the, you know. And then this is always locked. This is our
tucked away in the woods, deep in Nikiski, Delinda Phelps is showing me something I'd only ever seen before in the pages of High Times magazine. Rooms full of pot. Phelps and her husband Jeff were some of the first growers in business when the regulatory dust settled last year and cannabis business licenses started being issued. After 15 years working together hanging drywall, the prospect of venturing into a wholly new kind of business was, to use an expression, intoxicating. So they got to work remodeling their basement in the hopes of one day opening a limited growing operation. Four small rooms hold plants in various stages of growth, the processing or trim room, and the equipment used to make it all happen.
Our theory, you know, a lot of people went in big and invested millions of dollars, and we took the what can we afford, aim small, miss small approach. And
no debt, working from home, and business is good. They'd like to expand, but that will depend on how the vote goes on October 3rd. A vote to shutter businesses is a possibility that folks in the industry were well aware of. It was a risk. And for many, seeing it through has brought a healthy financial reward, a portion of which helps fund the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. But the vote in 2014 showed that a very slim majority of Peninsula residents were not ready for this change. Now, I can't pretend that up until 3 years ago, I'd avoided any exposure to the cannabis culture, but seeing all that weed in someone's house is surprising. Seeing pot stores is surprising. It's new and different and a really big change from the norm. But normalizing marijuana has been a goal for Phelps since the beginning.
I do. I talk about it in Home Depot. I talk about it when I go buy new carpet. I talk about it at the DMV. It's casual conversation now. And my husband, Jeff, as well, I know he's getting tires changed. And him and a few other guys got there right before the store opened. And my husband brought up, oh, you know, somebody asked, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a marijuana cultivator. And it's, you know, a little bit of surprise at first. But guess what? We are your friends and neighbors. We're no different than we have been over, you know, the last few decades. We are still the same people.
Phelps, along with several others, has helped lead a small brigade of cannabis supporters to prove that point. And they've been active. They filed with the State Public Offices Commission, APOC. They've raised more than $45,000, much of it coming from business owners. And they've been very public, delivering industry updates to chambers of commerce and city councils, organizing community meetings, ringing doorbells. Phelps says people generally fall into one of three camps: unconditional support, unconditional opposition,
and then we have the group of people that they don't really care two beans either way. So those are the folks that may or may not, you know, engage with us. We usually say, let me just take, you know, 30 seconds of your time, and then the conversation will either go on from there or they'll slam the door in our face. Well, we haven't really had doors slammed, but shut. And I think I've seen a tremendous amount of people who are not in support of this come to our meetings, to be involved, to ask questions, to see what is really going on with it. And I think we've gained a lot of support through that.
She's confident that more people have warmed to the industry than voted against it in 2014. But that alone doesn't calm her nerves with less than a week until voters in the borough decide if she gets to stay in business or not. However the vote goes, in 2 years it can be put on the ballot again. Phelps says if they do get shut down, some businesses will ride it out and try again in 2019. Whether hers will be one of them is up in the air.
I stand. I've put so much of my life into this for the last few years, and it's taken a toll. I mean, I'm tired. But at the same time, I'm so passionate about it. I would probably try to pick up in 2 years if we didn't leave the state, which was actually a consideration, you know, because of the fiscal situation we're seeing here. It doesn't seem to be getting better. Now we have an opportunity to see it get it better, and people are fighting with us to stop that from happening. And I don't know that I want to be a part of a community that's going to treat me that way.
And that is really at the heart of this debate. What kind of a community is the Kenai Peninsula Borough? Does it embrace new industries, new ideas? Or is cannabis a step too far? Tomorrow we'll hear from someone who thinks it is. Former Borough Assembly member Blaine Gilman has been a vocal opponent of letting cannabis businesses operate in the unincorporated borough. And in the next part of our series, we'll find out why. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.